There are new reports on refugee crimes and arrests. But are they painting an accurate picture? I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News, and today we're going to look at the factors influencing people's anxious attitudes towards refugees in the United Kingdom. And then, stick around to hear about what stoves have to do with the spread of the gospel. It's the Great Commission in action behind the headlines. First, reports surfaced last week in Europe and Wales that around 900 Syrian refugees were arrested within the last year. The headlines listed crimes like child abuse, sexual assault, and death threats. But Tassos Ioannidis with AMG International says headlines like these can actually be misleading and create unnecessary fear.
Most of the arrests that are taking place are because people don't have proper documentation because they are refugees, or because they rode the bus without paying the fare. It is stuff like that for the vast majority of what is reported as 900 arrests.
AMG International is encouraging a different mindset. They work with refugees in Greece, offering things like medical care and education, because those are the gateway to the faith conversations.
From a biblical perspective, we have to help the strangers among us. We have to show the love of Christ. It is an opportunity to share the love of Christ, because these are the nations that the Lord is bringing to us.
Partnering with AMG International looks like praying, giving, and going. The links you'll find at our website.
I would like to ask for prayer for the resources that are needed. This financial need is great for this ministry, and so we need the financial support of God's people to continue to minister to the refugees and to show Christ's love.
And this is another tough story. Drought, disease, hunger, few doctors, no president. These are just a few of the issues plaguing Haiti right now.
We are in the emergency medicine field treating burns. There are more and more burns. And without a government, the doctors aren't being paid. Because the doctors aren't being paid, the national hospitals are closed.
The country may seem devoid of hope, but the suffering is providing organizations like For Haiti with Love the opportunity to restore it. Through its burn clinic, For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart says her organization is meeting both physical and spiritual needs.
It's a tremendous opportunity to witness to a group of people who would normally have gone to a government hospital and never encountered the gospel or people who pray for them or with them for their healing. So the outreach as far as God touching people that we would not normally have the opportunity to witness to has been great.
As you might imagine, the need outstrips their funding. So For Haiti with Love is in continual need of partners. And finally, here's a story that'll warm your hearts. Pioneers is helping a ministry put stoves in the small villages of Central Asia's mountains. And by doing this, workers are able to share the gospel in Muslim households. Telling us more is Jack, whose name we changed for privacy.
These mountain people are among the poorest in the world. They don't have a lot of land for farming, and so that extra money that's needed for their community schools and their community medical clinics just isn't there.
Central Asia's mountainous regions are fraught not only with extreme poverty, but also with extreme weather.
These are structures that are maybe 2-3 rooms, that are mud walls, thatched roof, and these people are at elevation. Some of the villages that we work in, they have sub-zero temperatures 8 months of the year. And so heat becomes an important part of their life for a lot of their year. And so this has a big impact on their hospitals, on their schools. And all of our stoves are fabricated locally. So it's a big help to the local economy as well.
So here's the thing. The Great Commission is too big for anyone to accomplish alone and too important not to try to do together. If you're looking for a way to engage or to serve, go to missionnews.org and look for the links we've highlighted in the stories. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Do you want stories that'll help you pray for your world more effectively? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. The updates feature stories on current events, plus gospel connections, prayer cast links, and more, all at your fingertips, and you'll find it at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.